Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has a different threshold. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains use of guns and explosives. If all of that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. It's a beautiful night and you're walking through the silent city streets when suddenly you hear the beating of large wings. As you look up into the starry sky, expecting to see a large bird, you instead see a blinding light shine down on you. You shield your eyes. As you pull your hand away, you see a strange dinosaur-like creature flying off into the darkness.
It's a pterodactyl.
Okay, that was a very good guess. So hold on. Killian.
You said dinosaur life.
Yes, that was good. This is called the Van Meter Visitor. You ready to hear about him?
Yes.
Let's open up the Cryptid Catalog to find out more. Okay, so let's get started. So what do you know about the Van Meter Visitor?
Nothing.
Me neither. I know nothing about it either. I do know that your guess was very good when you said pterodactyl, though. So, Killian, the Van Meter Visitor appeared suddenly in the town of Van Meter, Iowa, in the year 1903, which was...
It kind of sounds like a flying vampire.
Oh, that's a good guess. So 1903 was 119 years ago.
Way before I was born?
Just a little bit. Yes, way before you were born. Way before anyone that you know in your life was born.
Way
before Nanny was born.
What the heck?
I know. So now the strange thing about the Van Meter Visitor is that it only has ever appeared in Van Meter, Iowa. It was only seen a handful of times, and then it disappeared. Completely.
What disappeared completely?
The Van Meter Visitor.
Oh.
It's not like Bigfoot or like Mothman where like we saw it a bunch of other times throughout history. He literally showed up one time. He was seen by only a couple people and then whew, gone forever.
So that's not terrifying.
I'm sure it was terrifying for the people in 1903. So, the Van Meter Visitor was said to look like a large pterodactyl dinosaur, so you were right, with a horn on its head that shined like a beam of hot light from its tip and had a loud, evil screech that would break your eardrums if you got too close. Ooh, that was good. Does that sound like a kind of a scary monster?
Yeah, it sounded like this.
Oh, it was much quieter the first time. There we go. That sounded super good.
Yeah.
So today's episode is going to be a little bit different because today I'm just going to tell you the strange story of the Van Meter Visitor. It was a cold night in Van Meter, Iowa, and the town doctor was locking up his practice for the night. A chilly September wind blew through the silent streets as the doctor began to walk home. Humming to himself as he walked, thinking about getting home to his family, he suddenly stopped. He could have sworn he heard the beating of wings. Looking at the top of the buildings that surrounded him and the empty sky above, he didn't see anything. So he shrugged off the idea and began walking again. As he continued his path, something slammed into him hard, knocking him on the ground and slicing his suit jacket. Whoa, that scared me. I wasn't expecting that.
I'm making all the sound effects.
Love it. Looking up and... Perfect. Looking up in surprise, he screamed.
Ah!
That was it. Flying away from him was a devilish sight. A strange pterodactyl-like creature was beating its leathery wings and flying up towards the roof of the local pharmacy. The doctor's scream echoed down the street, and several people opened their windows to see what was happening. The doctor stood and pointed up at the strange monster perched atop the roof of the pharmacy. Several people looked up and saw the beast, and as quickly as the creature appeared, it took to the sky, screeching into the night. The next day, the city of Van Meter was buzzing with talk of the strange monster.
Who's a wizard? How could he do that? What is that?
Everyone in town respected the good doctor, so if he saw something strange, surely he wouldn't be lying. That night, several people took to the streets to watch for the monster. Some carried weapons, and others brought with them curious eyes. It was nearly 2 a.m. when the sound of thumping was heard overhead. The group of monster hunters huddled together, eyes turned to the approaching sound. Then suddenly, the group saw something the size of a horse jumping from rooftop to rooftop. One of the men readied his rifle and took a shot just as the beast leapt into the air. The shot struck true in the monster's chest, but to the horror of the group, the creature kept jumping, unaffected by the blast.
That's my jumping effect.
Got it. The creature spread its mighty wings and lifted itself into the air, letting out a shrill screech into the night. In the full glow of the moon, the monster hunters could see now that the beast had a long, pointy beak, scaly skin, massive leather wings, and a thin body. The beast stopped, slowly twisted its head towards the hunters, and a small horn emerged from the top of its beak. A beam of light erupted from the tip of the horn and blinded the men with a searing hot heat. Each of them shouted in pain. As they rubbed their eyes and adjusted to the darkness, one of the men saw the beast flying out of the city, heading straight for the abandoned mines south of town. The next day, the group of men gathered in the middle of the town and told the story of their encounter the night before. The townspeople discussed what they could do to protect themselves from the strange winged beast. Eventually, the townspeople settled on following the path the beast had taken the night before and trying to find where this creature's home was. Collecting horses and weapons, the group of men from the night before rode out towards the old mines. Outside the mouth of the abandoned mine shaft, the group sat and waited for some signs of the creature. Hours passed, and as night began to set in, the group became restless. One of the men walked towards the mouth of the mine, and as soon as he stepped into the cold darkness, the beast screamed as it flew past him. The group heard the sound of something slicing into flesh, and as the creature beat its wings and climbed high into the sky, the group approached their fallen friend. He was breathing, but had a large gash across his clothes and his chest. Luckily, he had jumped out of the way just in time as the beast sliced at him with a horn atop its beak. The group of men rushed their injured friend back to Van Meter and arrived to the site of the beast circling over the city, shining its beam of light across the streets, an unholy sound escaping its beak. Some men ran and hid, others took shots at the creature, and the rest just watched in futile silence. Their town was under attack by some form of devil, and they didn't think that there was anything that they could do to stop it. The next day, another meeting was held. This time, the women of the city came up with a clever idea. I'll leave it to the women. The women knew that the beast lived inside of the old mine and that it slept during the day. What if the townspeople trapped the creature inside the mine and used dynamite to cave in the entrance?
What's dynamite?
You know how when you watch Looney Tunes and they hand Wile E. Coyote the stick with the sparks at the top and then it blows up? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That is dynamite. The townspeople agreed that this was the best plan because the women came up with it. And everyone quickly gathered
up. Always lead it to the women.
Always lead it to... Yes, Killian. High five. Quickly gathered up the weapons and dynamite.
That's wrong!
They saddled their fastest horses, and as the sun began to set, the group of monster hunters rode towards the mine for what they prayed would be the very last time. As the horses charged forward, the familiar sound of wings beating overhead filled the hearts of the men with dread. Looking up, the beast was flying above them in the light of the setting sun, chasing them. The creature began to dive towards the group of monster hunters, opening its wide beak and revealing rows and rows of dagger-like teeth.
That was my teeth and mm-hmm. sound effect.
Some riders were able to maneuver their horses and dodge the beast's attacks.
Dodge!
Others weren't so lucky and they got sliced and slammed into. Gunfire met the beast as it tried to snap and knock over the riders, but each shot bounced off of the beast's skin. Finally, the men watched in horror as the beast unhinged its beak and its mouth grew wide like a hungry snake. It dived one last time and clasped its beak shut around the body of one of the riders, lifting him off his horse and carrying him screaming up into the sky. Never to be seen again. The horses rode hard and the group arrived at the mouth of the mine. Before any of them could speak to one another, a sudden beam of light erupted from the mine shaft. The beast had beaten them to the mine and was flying out to attack them. As gunfire blasted into the blinding light coming from the mine, a screech boomed from overhead. Things were only getting worse for the hunters. There hadn't just been one beast. There had been...
Two beasts!
The men began firing their weapons into the sky as the flying beast dove and maneuvered through the group. Some would say they almost heard the creature laugh at them. The creature with the blinding light atop its head had finally emerged. It was slightly smaller than its counterpart. The two began to fly and swirl above the hunters, almost like they were dancing. This back and forth of gunfire and diving monsters went on for what felt like hours. Two more men were pulled into the sky, only their boots and hats coming back down. Finally, one of the men lit a stick of dynamite and held onto it, watching the fuse burn down until it was almost ready to explode. Just in time, he threw it into the sky where the two monsters were squawking and flying. The explosion rattled the earth and knocked the two creatures off their balance. They free fell for a moment, stunned by the explosion. For the first time, the group of hunters felt like they could survive this. The two creatures flew towards the mine shaft, and some of the men cheered. Quicker than lightning, the group gathered as much dynamite as they could and began to throw stick after stick into the depths of the mine shaft. Explosion after explosion sent rocks and dirt flying. The dust began to settle as the morning sun rose. The battle was over. Had a traveler from outside Van Meter told the story about the flying beast with a light on its head, the townspeople would have thought that person was crazy. But they had seen one. They knew monsters were real. Van Meter had one trapped in the old mines just south of town. And even to this day, over 100 years later, if you go to the pile of stones that was once the mine's entrance and you wait for nightfall, if you put your ear close to the pile of rubble, some say you can hear the sound of beating wings inside of the darkness waiting. That's it. That's the only account we have, the only account we have of the Van Meter visitor. That's it. It's not like Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster, where bunches of people have seen it over long periods of time. This entire little town saw this monster one time, basically.
Actually, two times.
Well, you're right. It was two times.
Because it was two nights.
Correct. So they saw this monster just these couple of nights, and then they took care of it, and that was it. He's never been seen again. Isn't that crazy?
The only time he's been seen is the...
He's trapped. They're both trapped in the mines, as the legend says.
So we have to... So if we want to trap the Van Meter visitor...
Uh-huh. They're trapped.
If we want to get him...
Oh.
We have to...
I don't think you even have a plan, do you?
I do.
Oh, sorry.
I want to catch him.
He's caught.
But I want to catch him in a cage.
That would be horrible.
But
he kind of is trapped in a mine shaft, so I don't know if that's much better. Do you think he's still alive in there? Both of them? There's two of them.
Uh-huh. I think they are.
Oh, okay. So
they're probably bones now by now.
Maybe. So that's it. That is the story of the Van Meter Visitor. What did you think of the Van Meter Visitor?
I like the screeches.
You liked your screeches?
Yeah, I like my screeches. I was like this. Wah!
Yes. Yes, I know. How would you have handled the strange creature if he had flown into our city?
I would put him in a giant cage and...
How rude.
What?
It's just rude.
And then I would take a picture of it, and then I'll let it out for free.
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah, all I wanted was a picture.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's fair, I suppose.
I didn't want to give it to a person, so I didn't want to show it to the world. I wanted to show a picture to him.
Oh, that makes much more sense. Well, okay, I can handle that.
Yeah, I just wanted him to stay still in a cage.
That's fair. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. And thank you for joining us in another episode of the Cryptid Catalog. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian, and this is Daddy.
And this has been...
The Cryptid Catalog.
Until next time, remember...
Stay scared.
That is not the catch line.
And stay scared. Nope. And the cryptids are watching.
There we go.
I did two punchlines.
Thank you for listening to the Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Beamesturfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Beamesturfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grownups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.